My real name is Wilfred, and the Eskimo name is Iligudak, and I have another Eskimo name from Big Diomede, Ukena, and my last name is Anolek. I'm originally from King Island, but I was a summer baby born in Nome in 1947, August 5th. And I'm a senior, age of 65. King Island was nearly 1,000 feet high. The way I said easy was we didn't have no material like cars or trucks, or although we did have skin boats that we can travel on. And we didn't have no violent going on back them days, which was good for us. There were skin boat builders, good carpenters, and good RV carvers. We did have Eskimo sport, and I said that was simple way of life. We were so isolated from other world that back them days, growing up there at the island, we didn't know how to speak English. Natives have their own law, Eskimo laws, and how to do things when they are hunting for food, and how it should be split to a family member, relatives, and friends. There was a whole lot of Eskimo dancing, especially in winter time. That was to kill time, pass the time, and long winter hours. We have back them days. We always have something to do. We had men's clubhouse that was used for just about everything, for Eskimo dancing, potlatch, Eskimo indigo carving, and skin boat building, kayak building. And what I mean Eskimo clubhouse is, which was built out of rocks and like a dome house. And the entrance was crawling through the tunnel and coming up to a seal hole, which was pretty neat. The clubhouse was not really cold. It was always warm inside, even in winter time. When we have big Eskimo dances, the clubhouses would be warmed by body heat. And although we did have a wood stove that was made out of a 50-gallon barrel cut in half, I would watch my grandfather light up the wood stove, and he would get the old walrus blubber, slap a big piece of walrus blubber that is used for heating back them days. Growing up at King Island was, we had more peaceful life there. Back them days, we didn't have jails. And I didn't know much about violent life back them days. After we moved to Nome in 1959, I was at the age of 18, I drank once, and after that I never drank for until I was 20. And I saw things going wrong and saw myself going to jail. Alcohol wasn't the answer, but it was just making our younger generation life become violent. For me, I thought that was only a way of to live after we lost so much of our native way of life, and I saw part of my family apart from drinking too much. When I was 40, I decided to get more help through the programs and stop making trouble. And what really helped me was that reading a Bible, use it as a compass. And that's how I got better, reading the Bible and a big AA book, and getting help through the program, getting sponsors, and learn how to communicate better, which I do today. And today I don't have to think about drinking anymore. Today I don't have to think about causing problems. I'm just a human being just like you are. If they have that kind of problem, the young person should attend treatment center, counseling, and especially with the native counseling too. And how to be more positive. To stop is to be themselves and learn about this, about themselves, and which I did. Be involved in a native gathering and like hunting and fishing and camping, and like playing Eskimo sports. Let good things happen to your life and be positive and learn about from the mistakes we all make. And that's the only way to do it. At my age, I'm one of the last in the pack who speak our language fluently. Back in days where we lived in the village, where it was a community, we're so spread apart. It's important for younger generation to learn about native way of living and speaking our language. Our younger generation need to learn from us. My hope for them is to be good kids and to work, to have better job and better education and to learn more about our bilingual teaching and to ask questions from us older people, native people, and how things are done when they need to know about native way of life. My real name is Wilford, and the Eskimo name is Iligudak, and I have another Eskimo name from Big Diomede, Upkena, and my last name is Anolek. Summer baby, born in Nome in 1947, August 5th.
You've been listening to King Island Elder Wilfred Anolek on Elder Voices, a production of KNOM. This is the final episode of the three-part series. You can catch the full three-part series on our website at www.knom.org, where KNOM, yours for the stories of Western Alaska's elders.